Well, it's children's moment, and I'm always amazed at what I see. An alligator. I turned my computer on this morning, and I saw something interesting. It looked like this huge anaconda. And the caption was, "Look what was found in Australia." And it showed spiders that were venomous. It showed a fish. It was a hideous-looking fish. It was called a rockfish. That you can step on it in the water. There was another snail-looking character that said if you stepped on that, it had fangs that would bite you, but you wouldn't know it. And then it had a picture of an alligator, and that's what's here. And he was probably this wide. He was a big guy. And then I saw another less interesting picture of a python that was swallowing an alligator. And the thought that went through my mind is, why is there so much evil in the world? Why does God create alligators to eat people? Which he does. Which they do. He didn't, but they do. Why do people use things for the wrong purpose? And the thought come to my mind is, it's one thing. People are just mean. Until Jesus gets a hold of them. He's not going to get a hold of that alligator. He's not going to get a hold of that anaconda. He's not going to get a hold of those spiders. But he gets a hold of us. And he really and radically makes us different. That's why you never hear of too many born-again people killing people. It's usually people that are troubled, people that, you know, that have had difficult times in their lives and never really knew where to turn. Well, fortunately for us, we can turn to Jesus. And he can make us new that we don't have those same instincts that alligators have and spiders have. And you like spiders? I didn't think so. You wouldn't like these either. But we can have those, we don't have those instincts, but we can be who he wants us to be and love people and like people. Okay? All right, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you lead us the way you do. We're thankful, Father, that you make us new. We're thankful, Father, that you give us a spirit. You give us the ability to make choices. And the greatest choice that we can make is that choice to follow you. And so, Father, we're thankful that you have given us free will and the ability to make choices that begin with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Today, huh? What? Sure. It's yours. You had it? All right.
Today, Heifer Sunday.
Roger gave me this because he wasn't going to be here. And I don't know if he's 20 years old, if this represents 4 years for each dollar. I don't have any idea. But anyway, there it is.